My guest is Tania Browning, mayor of Central Point, Oregon. Mayor Browning is the co-founder of CraterWorks Makerspace. And while she is newly elected as mayor of Central Point, she served as an elected official for nearly a decade. She served on the budget committee of the city council and the board of directors of the Rogue Valley Council of Governments. She also served on the Southern Oregon Regional Economic Development Board of Directors. Plus, she served as a liaison to Jackson County Fire District 3 and the Rogue Valley Transportation District. And if that weren't enough, Tania Browning also served on the governor's regional solutions team and on the board of directors for the League of Oregon Cities since 2018. She was appointed by the governor to the state's sustainability board in 2024, and nationally, she assists with the education and training for 12 Western states through her work as chair of the Western Municipal Association. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange, Mayor Browning.
Excellent. Thank you. So great to be here.
You keep a rather busy schedule.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, in full disclosure, yes. I've been a resident of your city for the past 12 years. But what do you want people to know about Central Point?
Well, thank you for being a resident. We love just really community engagement. And what I think I want people to know about our community is really how connected we are. And I think that that shows in a lot of ways. When you walk downtown, you're at our businesses, you can really feel that community connection. But people who don't visit don't really know that. They don't know how friendly we are. And I have heard some folks liken it to, it's like getting a big hug when you walk into the city, and that you, when you're walking down the streets, you really feel like the city's wrapped around you.
Well, there are a lot of unique businesses that are bringing people into the city.
Yes.
What are some of those?
Well, it's amazing. And having been in the city for quite some time, watching it grow and really that measured growth and intentional growth. And so in our business community, we have, you know, Salt and Light, which is all about, you know, home decor and furnishing. We have the new Ferment and Fire, which is a fabulous pizza place. We have, you know, the world-renowned Rogue Creamery, of course, Coquette Bakery. We just have a whole array of wonderful food items. And I love food and coffee. And so it's really delightful that I don't have to go too far. I do love Ashland as well. You know, you guys have amazing food. So it's nice to complement that on the other side of the valley.
And the Crater Rock Museum is one of a kind.
Absolutely. And it's world renowned. I mean, if you haven't been to that, it's huge. And it has some of the most exquisite exhibits there. Yeah.
Well, when you talk about people coming to the city, there are people who live in the city, and it's an urban and rural region, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's right on that boundary there, sharing, obviously, a border with Medford as well.
What's the population?
Our population is 19,123, just slightly smaller than Ashland. We're number 2.5. We're almost the third largest.
I heard that in a few years it might be larger than Ashland.
Yes, that is what development looks like, that measured growth and looking at how we do that thoughtfully.
Okay. Well, you're newly elected.
Yes.
The previous mayor.
To mayor. Newly elected to mayor on council, as you mentioned, for a decade prior, yes.
Newly elected as mayor.
Yes.
The previous mayor was there for more than two decades.
Yes, absolutely.
Are you planning to be there that long?
I am not. One of my initiatives is really building that bench for elected officials in our community. And where that starts is our engagement with our high school. And that's one of the things we will be starting actually this month, now that school has started, is a youth council and how they will engage and really have their voice be heard. And so getting people educated on what that process is and the power that comes from having that voice is really important. So no, absolutely not. I'm not planning on being the mayor for 22 years. I feel that the spirit of rotation is important and that we really need to have the collective voices be heard. So I'm in for 4 years, and I'm working on building up all of my council and getting those seats really filled, and then building up pathways for those youth that are interested.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your other day job, the Crater Makerspace.
Yes, absolutely. I love the Makerspace.
tell me why it was created, and tell me what does it do?
Excellent. Yeah. So the Makerspace itself but in its development, even from the very beginning, is unique in that it's an LLC and the two partners, one is the school district, the Central Point School District, and the other is a 501c3 nonprofit, DIRT, which we started in 2014,
What is DIRT?
Direct Involvement Recreation Teaching. So learn by doing, basically. So we started out in these gardens and we really wanted to bring students outside and out of the classroom and out of the papers and really into the earth. And so that kind of morphed and turned into a partnership with the school district. And so when the Morris family foundation was interested in investing in the high school, and we already kind of had a model of working with the nonprofit. So CreatorWorks Makerspace is that partnership with the school district and the nonprofit, where we help bring career technical education, hands-on education to regular core curriculum. It's not an elective. It really is integrating all of the woodshop, metal shop, 3D printing, laser engraving into a student's schedule as it is. Already.
Is that just for Crater High School, or is it open to other schools around the region?
During the day, it is exclusively for the Central Point School District during those school hours. On the membership hours, which are the after hours, the 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and then Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., we allow members to come in and use it much like you would a gym, right? And so that's really maximizing, not to go in too deep. I know you don't want all the nitty-gritty details, but really it's maximizing those tax dollar investments for the Measure 98 funding, where everyone paid into this investment in the youth to get those pathways and to get those career technical education. So you have students using it during the day, and then when students aren't using it, creating that mentor model where members can come in and use the tools as well and then work alongside students to help them with projects so they can see how that application works in the real world.
So where's the makerspace located in relation to the schools?
It is across the highway from the high school. Ish. It's not directly across. It's kind of diagonal across. But the city did make an investment to put a crosswalk there so that, you know, you can have students going to and from. But we have all of the elementary schools come in, and a lot of those students walk. So we are centrally located in the middle of the city. So May Richardson Elementary, Central Point Elementary, Jewett, all of our three in-school cities, they walk to the facility.
And the urban region of Central Point is pretty much walkable, the whole city.
Yeah, the city is. Yeah, the city limits for sure. Sometimes you have to go over the freeway, and they're working on the crosswalks there, so that's great.
My guest is Tania Browning. She's the new mayor of Central Point, Oregon. Now, one of the things that I love about living in Central Point is that every community has its own little park.
Yes.
Whose idea was that?
You know, I think it was recognized early on, you know, and I think in the development of the whole Twin Creeks section, there were parks that were identified as neighborhood parks that really would have the feel of those neighborhoods. But we have those in Old Town, Central Point, you know, we have Poff Park, we have Don Jones, and they are all very unique to those communities. And what's interesting is you usually see that in much larger cities where you have these neighborhoods that have their own kind of identity. But Central Point really has embraced that as well. And so each section of our community is its own little microcosm of the people that live there. And it's really pretty fabulous, and you can feel it.
Well, we love it. We love visiting all the various different communities as well. And one of the ones we visit quite often is the Twin Creeks community.
Yes.
It's an award-winning, inclusive, transit-oriented development. What is an inclusive transit-oriented development?
Well, that's excellent. And I know you had our planning director on earlier to give all the nuts and bolts of exactly what it technically means. But really what that means as you're walking through the neighborhood is you see all kinds of different developments. And the focus is on having more walkable spaces. So you can ride the public transit to go to and from some of your like grocery stores, but really having the different socioeconomic types of housing. So you have single family dwellings, you have the multifamily dwellings, you have condominiums, you have all of these different types of housing options in one place that's done in a very cohesive way. Beautiful plan.
And large retirement communities.
And large retirement communities. So you have that multi-generational integration of the use of the parks. So, and you see that when you walk your dog or you're at the parks.
Lots of green space.
Yes.
It's, you know, the picnics or all the events are held there.
Yeah.
And there's a sports park right there.
Yeah.
You also have businesses.
Yes, yes, the mixed use. And that was great to finally see that come to fruition over these last couple of years, that mixed use with the businesses on the bottom. We've had a lot of developers from, or community developers from other cities come in and look at that model and see how it would work maybe in their communities. I know Phoenix had been looking at it when they were doing some of their rebuilds as well, because it really is incredible to be able to walk to the coffee shop, go home, walk to the ice cream, and then... I mean, you see your neighbors, you walk, you can, my favorite phrase, one of my mayor friends told me was, you know, you can pretend to care, but you can't pretend to show up. And in these communities, you have that space to show up and be part of the community.
You see everyone out there and it's safe.
Yeah.
We love the fact that Central Point Police, they are part of that community and they feel like they're part of the community.
Absolutely. And I can't speak highly enough about the DARE program, which historically was all around drugs, right? And it's really not about drugs anymore. It's about decision making. But what it does for the community is it gets contact with every fifth grader in our police department. So they build that relationship when there's still that kind of that ooh and that ah of, you know, oh, the police department and the chief. And so that really capitalizes on that interest, that natural interest and connection between that. And so that feeds into then our junior high and our high school and then into the community. And so we have just this beautiful relationship with our police department.
So it's Central Points feels like it's an intentional growth, an intentional development.
Absolutely.
And so all of these ideas are taken into consideration around making sure it's community and it feels like a community. And that comes out of your strategic plan, which I saw the latest is the strategic plan up to 2040.
Yes.
That's unusual for a city to look that far ahead.
Well, and we've had incredible leadership at our city. Our city manager has been there for over 20 years, Parks and Rec as well. So we are able to really see the long game and appreciate what that looks like. We completed most of the items on our original strategic plan prior, and that was the improvement of downtown Pine Street, the sidewalks. We had a lot of parks. So there were a lot of items on there that we were done with. So we really wanted to take that long view. And it helps when you're making city council decisions so you know what your North Star is and you really know where you're headed. And the community knows that we're not making drastic changes. These are our priorities. This is what we want. And these are the tools and strategies that we're going to use to execute and get there.
And you also have the expo.
Yes, we do.
And I think when the Alameda fire came through, there was a lot of connection and coordination that took place at the expo. How is that space being used?
I don't know the day-to-day operations, but I do know that we as a city have been able to partner with the county on the Pandemic Relief Center and the Community Center, which is really going to be incredible for the entire Valley regionally to help with any of those things that come up. And so while they're very, you know, separate in the operations, they will be integrated in the vision for, you know, delivering services to our community. So it's great to have that relationship. We've had it with the Expo for a really long time. And so we're able to help them in ways for events. And then, you know, we have the space to use. It's been great to do fireworks in the past and the fair. You know, Central Point is a very agricultural-driven community and traditional in that sense. So fiscally conservative and socially kind of responsible to our community. And the Expo embodies that as well. So it's easy to be partners and work together on those things.
Well, I would be remiss if in the last 90 seconds or so, if I didn't ask you the burning question that's on every person's mind that lives in Central Point.
Oh, yes.
Can we get more pickleball courts?
I know, right? Everyone wants pickleball courts. It's amazing. Of the 241 cities that I visited as the league president, you know, everyone wants pickleball courts. I would say that is what unites us, right? So maybe when we're having these differences, we just need to go pick up a pickleball match.
So what's your vision?
Really, my vision for the city of Central Point is to have more voices at the table, get the youth involved, and see where what they're learning in school applies to resolving or participating in some of those areas where they have passion and connection. I was very excited to get on council and see that that was an option for me to make decisions and be part of that decision making rather than just not agreeing with the decisions.
So glad you were here.
Thank you so much for having me. What a delight.